Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's get this Freedom Friday started right here. Let's get it started right with a little bit of rock music, some updates. President Donald J. Trump's first month in office. We're now 1 month and 1 day into the Trump administration, and man, are they just rocking and rolling. Now he's not only got President Trump in there, but we've got several of his cabinet members in place now as well, including Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and the Department of Homeland Security releasing this montage video talking about how, look, in just his first month in office, President Trump and team delivering results to make America safe again.
Secretary Mayorkas put in place an 18-month extension of the temporary protective status. I rolled that back.
Today we are announcing that we have stopped all grant funding that's being abused by NGOs to facilitate illegal immigration into this country.
These National Guard members, they're fully deputized. We can go out there and get the bad guys and make sure that they're prosecuting them.
Agents could soon be going on immigration raids. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem asking the Treasury Department to deputize their agents.
If you are considering entering America illegally, don't even think about it. Let me be clear. If you come to our country and you break our laws, we will hunt you down. Criminals are not welcome in the United States.
It's been incredible to see the numbers trickle down almost to zero. It's been remarkable just what President Trump has been able to accomplish in these first few weeks of his administration.
Absolutely has. What a great video there. Hopefully it sounded cool over the radio as well, but it's a great video. If you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, I think I gave that one a retweet. If not, you can find it. I think that was on the Rapid Response 47 X account, I think, is where I found that one. A lot of good stuff on there as well, especially on this Freedom Friday. Wasn't that a nice way to start off this Freedom Friday here on Montana Talks? Can't believe it's already Friday. My goodness, it just seems like it was just yesterday we were set up at the Gage Show in Glendive, but that was last Friday. And so here we are already, man. This week just absolutely flew by. This month is just flying by. We got a lot of great content ready to rock and roll for you this morning. Speaking of President Trump getting his team in place, get Patel confirmed. Caden, were you singing that song all night? I ruined that pop song for our great young producer, Caden. But anyway, they did it finally. Cash Patel confirmed as FBI director. We'll talk about that and much more. Plus, we've got audio reaction from Montana Senator Tim Sheehy, who's good friends with Cash Patel.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area for today, high temperature readings will stay from the mid to upper 30s. For tonight, we can expect variably cloudy skies, low temperatures of around 20, and then on Saturday, we can expect a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high temperature up near 43. Partly cloudy into Saturday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Securing America.
A Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee hearing Thursday discussed security risks at America's national labs, especially when it comes to China. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah.
DOE's national labs have pushed the boundaries of innovation and strengthened our national security. But for those very same reasons, they've also become a prime target.
Former DOE Undersecretary Paul DeBar testified to what he's seen at the labs.
Communist Chinese nationals who were employed at DOE labs stole inventions in violation of U.S. law and took them to China for commercialization.
Where, Senator Lee says,
former DOE researchers are helping China develop hypersonic missiles, deep earth penetrating warheads, and advanced submarines.
The aim is to protect our intellectual property. But witness Anna Puglisi of the Hoover Institute warned,
our current system is not designed to counter this kind of threat.
Kidding you, Esky, Fox News.
To my Democrat colleagues in this chamber, I hope you'll listen to the will of the people, which is to leave the crazy behind and put America first. Wow, that was just part of Senator Tim Sheehy's speech back in Helena to the Montana legislature with the Democrats sitting right there in the room. The whole speech was incredible. Check out this headline, MontanaTalks.com. Powerful speeches by the Montana Codel at the Capitol in Helena. Get it.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, great message from Tim in Savage. In fact, yeah, it was so great to see Tim from Savage in Glendive with us last Friday, sidekicking with us for the full 2 hours. Where did I just put it? I just, I'm trying to organize my stack of stuff here. And, oh, there it is. I put it right in front of me, and I can't even see what's right in front of me. I must be a dad. I must be a husband. If I have something right in front of me and I can't see it and I can't find it, that's when you know I'm a dad. I'm a husband. We could, you know, you're always like, hey, where'd you put the ketchup? Where'd you move the ketchup? It's right in front of you. Yep, that's me in the studio here. Hey, where's that message? It's right in front of you. Tim and Savage just sent us this message. Adam Schiff, now the Democrat senator from California. That's right. The old white guy is representing California in the United States Senate. What a crook Adam Schiff is. What a liar Adam Schiff is. Anyway, Tim and Savage says this. Adam Schiff complained that Kash Patel was handpicked by Trump. Yeah, that's the way it works. A great one-liner message there from Tim and Savage. This guy was handpicked by Donald J. Trump. Yeah, the American people handpicked Donald J. Trump as their president. Yours too, Adam Schiff. And the president now gets to handpick his team with the advice and consent of the United States Senate, of course. But they got the advice and the consent, and now Kash Patel is confirmed as the next director of the FBI. Let's see if you missed the news already. Let's see what Fox News Radio has for us.
Kash Patel was confirmed by the Senate in a 51-49 vote. Senator Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski joined Democrats in voting against his confirmation. But Kash will meet with his new staff inside the J. Edgar Hoover building today after already laying out his mission as director. He's vowing to let good cops be cops and rebuild trust in the Bureau, telling me, quote, that the American people deserve an FBI that is transparent, accountable, and committed to justice. The politicization of our justice system has eroded public trust, but that ends today. Kash told me, working alongside the dedicated men and women of the Bureau and our partners, we will rebuild an FBI the American people can be proud of.
Yeah, Kash Patel, for those of you that may be just tuning in for the first time or you drop in from random times, Kash Patel is just incredible. Being solid guy. He's worked as a public defender, but he's not one of those, you know, far left public defender liberal activists that just wants to see criminals back out on the streets. He served as a public defender because he believes that every American deserves to have a legitimate defense. It's part of the founding of this country, right? But you get some of these public defenders and they're just far left liberal activists that just, they just truly think that, oh, no, these criminals are just misunderstood and they just need to go into treatment programs and then we just need to put them back out on the streets. Right. Now, Kash Patel, he not only worked as a public defender, he worked as a prosecutor inside the U.S. Department of Justice. I mean, he's got an incredible career. And then he was the Department of Justice liaison officer
at United States Special Operations Command. So he has worked with, you know, the best of our nation's best in the military, and they respected him too, because he wasn't just one of these, you know, elite uppity lawyer types. Well, I know better than all you guys. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. Well, let me see. And then they never get back to you. No, the guy's solid. He believes in this country. And so it's just so huge that Kash Patel has now been confirmed. And Kash Patel, the reason why Adam Schiff and these Democrats in particular are just outraged that Kash Patel is going to be the FBI director is because Kash Patel is the guy who exposed their Russia collusion hoax. He exposed their hoax. This is a guy who knows where the bodies are buried, and if he doesn't know where the bodies are buried, he's going to find out where the bodies are buried. And that's exactly why corrupt crooks like Adam Schiff and the rest of them do not want Kash Patel to be the FBI director. All right, Montana's U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy. You know, I got a chance to catch up with Kash Patel last August. He joined us right here on Montana Talks. And, I'd been a fan of Kash Patel's already, but Kash Patel was a big supporter of Tim Sheehy defeating John Tester in that U.S. Senate race. And so he joined us on the show last August, talked about his support for Sheehy and much more. I also got a chance to finally listen to the audiobook of Kash Patel's Government Gangsters book. So you know he's going to be going after these gangsters in our government. Here is Montana Senator Tim Sheehy. He just recorded a little selfie video from the nation's capital after Patel was finally confirmed.
We just got Kash Patel confirmed as FBI director. It's going to be an exciting new day for our agency, our brave men and women in the FBI, many of whom I've served alongside overseas when they supported our Special Operations Task Force. Many of my friends from the military are serving in the FBI now. We got great men and women on the front line there. Kash is going to be a great leader for you all, and he's going to help bring accountability back to the organization and make sure that we return FBI to its core focus, which is finding and putting away bad guys. Let's get to work.
Yeah, great message there. Great, concise message. That was like a 27-second soundbite, and he summed it up right there. I've got a full story on our Montana Talks website. Montana Senator Steve Daines also heralding the confirmation for Kash Patel to be the FBI director. And Senator Steve Daines also made the point that, look, the confirmation process right now, look, we've been critical of the Republican-controlled Senate in the past. And some of the Republican senators, right? But this Republican Senate right now, maybe minus McConnell, Murkowski, Collins, and those guys, I mean, they're getting the job done. Senator Steve Daines said this, that makes 19 confirmed, 19 of President Trump's nominees confirmed. Congrats, Kash Patel. Let's get the FBI back on track.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. It is said that talk is cheap. And that's why House Republicans have done so much of it as they attempted to forge an internal agreement on a budget plan to cut taxes and reduce spending. It's now the middle of February. House Republicans struggled to finalize plans for what President Trump terms a big, beautiful bill, especially when you consider all the talking Republicans did among themselves since the start of the year. House Republicans cloistered themselves for not one but 2-day-long sessions at Fort McNair in Washington, D.C. That's where House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arrington and Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith presented their ideas to slash spending and engineer what's called a budget reconciliation package. Back on Capitol Hill, House Republicans convened multiple large and small meetings to lay out details on their bill. That included a 3-day session at President Trump's golf club at Doral, Florida. Even a 5-hour meeting at the White House didn't settle everything. However, House Republicans on the Budget Committee finally agreed to a package. The GOP muscled that through committee. The bigger question is whether or not they can pass it on the floor. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
People are upset about high rents and home prices, but others are much more quiet about it. Because for every buyer and renter who feels the pain of digging deeper into their wallets to find the money to pay for housing, there's a seller or property owner who experiences joy in exactly the same amount. Not to mention homeowners in fast appreciating areas whose wealth has surged. This underscores the reason why the issue of housing affordability has proven to be so difficult to effectively address, and that is the local opposition to the policies that would make it happen. Even as national politicians begin paying attention and start sounding off on proposals to fix it, the trench battles over every new development in communities everywhere are just as intense as ever. Is it undemocratic to override the wishes of local residents and permit more housing to be built? Perhaps, but those who would benefit from the increases in supply that would help bring down the growth in housing costs don't don't get a vote because they're priced out of the market. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
At the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordblond. The U.S. Treasury Department has once again extended the deadline for companies, including farms and ranches, to file their beneficial ownership information with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, to March 21st, 2025. Now, this follows a court ruling reinstating the beneficial ownership information requirements under the Corporate Transparency Act. Treasury is considering rule changes to reduce the burden on small businesses and lower risk entities while prioritizing national security concerns. BOI rules impact over 32 million businesses, including 230,000 farms and ranches. Again, filing is free on the FinCEN website, but failure to comply can result in a $591 per day penalty and up to 2 years in prison. Though Congress is considering bills to repeal the BOI requirements, folks are encouraged to stay in contact with their accountants and lawyers on this rule. And today's cattle on feed report is expected to be a bit bearish given the placements may be greater than a year ago. It's important to remember that Mexican cattle imports were resumed in February, which will undoubtedly continue to increase placements in feedlots. Again, that comes out later today.
At AgWest, we know ag financing like you know everything from traffic jams to early morning meetings to pitching a product to a job well done. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. Let's chat at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Can a cattle supplement tub really improve pregnancy rates by 14% or increase the number of normal sperm by 22%? It can if it's FlaxLick by SmartLick Supplements. FlaxLick contains high levels of essential omega-3 fatty acids from flaxseed paired with a complete vitamin and trace mineral package, plus university research and field trials to prove it works. It's not just another tub. It's the choice for improved reproductive performance. Discover more and find a dealer at SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com.
We're turning back this morning. Some encouraging news on the shipping front for agriculture as the feuding parties in the longshoremen's dispute along the Gulf and East Coast ports are moving forward to ratify a new contract. Mike Steenhoek is executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition and says the recent vote out of committee bodes well.
What's called the Wage Scale Committee, the International Longshoremen's Association, about 200 members voted unanimously to approve the new six-year contract. And so the final step is for the full rank and file membership to vote on the contract that occurs on February 25th. And then subsequent to that, the U.S. Maritime Alliance membership will vote on it. So hopefully by the end of February, early March, there will be a new six-year contract, which again, that's very important to us because that provides predictability, additional predictability when it comes to our supply chain.
He expects both parties to pass the contract, which will be in effect until 2030.
They obviously didn't get everything that they wanted, the U.S. Maritime Alliance, but what they clearly do want is to have some degree of predictability and tranquility, if you will, over the next 6 years. So what this would do is if the two parties do agree to it, which is expected, the benefits of the contract that have been negotiated will be made retroactive to October 1st of 2024. That's when the new contract was supposed to have been implemented. And then it'll be a six-year contract. So that would then extend the final date of that contract would be September 30th of 2030.
For the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordblond.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Michael! Did you guys ever watch The Office, or do you ever watch like The Office reruns on any of the, I don't know, is it on Netflix or whatever platform it's on? Did you guys ever watch the TV show The Office? Michael! You know, Michael Scott plays like the idiot boss in the show. What a great show that was. Well, so if you watch the show The Office, you'll get it. If you didn't watch the show The Office, you might still get it. Okay, so I was talking about Kash Patel being confirmed as FBI director, and, you know, he literally wrote the book about these government gangsters. So you know he's going after these government gangsters. And I've said it. We've had other folks say it. We had the former FBI Hispanic gang expert on the show say it. Look, wait, Tim Sheehy talked about it. He's got friends that serve in the FBI, people that he served in the military with. Or, you know, we have people that we partnered with overseas that we were working with in the military on operations and things like that. So we know that there are some really good men and women that work in the FBI, especially at the agent level, at the ground level. And we know that the vast majority of the rampant corruption and the problems in the FBI are especially at the FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C. So anyway, it was Mike Collins. Let me see. Mike Collins. Let me pull up the tweet here. Mike Collins. That's probably in my stack of stuff here. Mike Collins, I believe he's a congressman. I forget what state he's out of. But anyway, I'll pull it up here at some point when I get through my stack of stuff. But so Mike Collins is a congressman from I don't know where. But he sent out this quick little video on X, FBI headquarters right now, and it's Michael.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody, stay calm.
What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Wait.
Everybody, calm down.
Oh man, there you go. Stay calm. Everybody, stay calm. It's just the perfect video. And you can see Kevin there just kind of looking around like, what's this guy freaking out over while he's telling everybody else to stay calm? That's also a live look at Adam Schiff and his Senate staff right now as well. Because we just had the Farm and Ranch report, this is just kind of a random story, dailywire.com, but I thought this is worth pointing out here real quick. Since we just had, you know, the Farm and Ranch report, DailyWire.com has this headline, how the Make America Healthy Again Commission is already impacting the food industry. One of the largest snack companies in the world will likely switch to its European recipes. You know, one of the things RFK Jr. and some others have been saying is, well, why do we have some of these chemicals and these dyes in the foods here in the United States? But in Europe, they don't have those chemicals and dyes in their food. Same company, just different chemicals, different dyes, same products. So anyway, yeah, that's an interesting story from the Daily Wire. The not so young Sheldon Whitehouse, or what's his name? Sheldon Whitehouse, the old white guy. I got a kick out of Jesse Waters last night. He was talking about how the Democrats are freaking out over Kash Patel. And he referred to Sheldon Whitehouse, this Democrat senator, as the not-so-young Sheldon. The not-so-young Sheldon, which is another TV show reference for those of you that aren't tracking what the kids are watching these days. The not-so-young Sheldon Whitehouse freaking out over Kash Patel to be the FBI director. Evan and Belt, man, Evan and Belt just sent a great tweet. I apologize. He just sent a great message on the Montana Talks app. He needs to be on X, too, though, because, man, he's got some good stuff. Evan and Belt says this. Isn't it ironic that we now have cash in our hands while the Democrats still have Schiff in their pants? Go FBI! That's Adam Schiff, by the way, in case you FCC monitors are listening right now. Yeah, isn't it ironic that we now have cash in our hands while the Democrats still have Schiff in their pants? Go FBI! Let's go to Steve in Ballantyne. Steve, what's going on?
Good morning, Ed. Well, you know, it is so cool to hear. I heard three things yesterday with Donald Trump. But anyway, with the one thing that President Trump talked about yesterday, and I know for a fact, I got three grandkids that are in private school, okay? And the average a year for them three kids is between $6,000 and $7,000. That's an average. Per year. And the average that we're doing in the public schools right now is costing the American public about $36,000 to $37,000 a kid a year in school. And he's going to do away, it sounds like he's just going to do away with the public school, start handing out vouchers, and the people can send their kids wherever they want to go. And I think it's awesome. But how can you go, you know, average in a public school with my grandkids is somewhere around $6,000 a year, okay? And now we're going from six, and the public school is at $37,000, $38,000 a year. I'm so cool to see that freaking nine-month daycare possibly coming to an end.
It's, you know, it's interesting. We can spend all the money we want on something, and that doesn't necessarily make it better. I mean, we have seen where some of the school districts in this country that pay more money per pupil than anywhere else in the country, and yet they still have the worst results, despite all that. I mean, even in Montana, like the Flathead schools in Kalispell, for example, I mean, they don't necessarily get all the money that some of the other more liberal school districts get, but yet they do a pretty good job, from what I've heard, right? Hey, appreciate the phone call, Steve. Great to hear from you. We got Wade in southern Montana coming up right after this. So stand by. Wade, we'll get to you.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I just realized I haven't even gotten a chance to go check out the latest Montana weather hashtag updates on X. Did have a great conversation yesterday, though, towards the end of the show on Thursday. We had Joe Lester with the National Weather Service office in Billings join us to talk about all the snowfall numbers and all the cold weather records that were broken. And he also had something very interesting to say, because even I was thinking this. You know, I now feel like that old guy. Well, back in my day, we used to get snow like this. Well, back in my day, we used to get cold like this. Joe Lester, if I'm not mistaken, he said, no, actually, that's not true. He said, back in the day, yeah, we got snow and we got cold. But the snow and the cold, or at least the cold that we've seen here recently, this is even colder than what you thought you might have had 50 or 60 years ago, or what I thought I might have had, say, 40 years ago in the 1980s, right? So anyway, that's interesting. I'll see if we can get to that. But first, let's get to Wade in southern Montana. He's got a road report for us, it sounds like. Wade, what's going on?
Morning, Aaron. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yeah. First, I'd like to say I'm sure glad we got the outlaw and the hillbilly in there running this place now. I think we're going to get her turned around. But
that's a great one. I never even had heard Trump and J.D. Vance, just the outlaw and the hillbilly. That's great.
Thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that between Rockvale and Laurel on the four lane there, there's black ice, there's white ice. There's slick ice, there's ice on top of ice. So, you know, kick off your cruise control and slow it down a little bit. All right, have a great day.
Hey, no, I appreciate that. And I know we got people listening in Butte. We got people listening in Bozeman. We got people listening in Rockvale and across a huge chunk of terrain. And, yeah, I would just be cautious no matter where you might be driving today, because I said it, you know, last week, when you're consistently seeing 10 below, 20 below, 30 below, in a way, that's almost better for driving conditions, because then at least you get snow, it's cold, it stays cold, and yeah, there, it can still be slick in spots, but it's, you don't get, but now you get the challenge of, okay, it's finally starting to warm up. Like today in parts of Montana, it's going to get in the upper 30s, almost 40 degrees possibly. Like I say, I still haven't gone and looked at some of the highlights from the Montana weather hashtag here yet. And you're going to see more wind come in. The National Weather Service office in Great Falls said strong winds are expected Sunday. So there's that. And then I know there were particular warnings for the Livingston area for last night in particular. Let me see. And then the National Weather Service office in Billings just about 45 minutes ago posted this. Near normal temperatures for southeast Montana today. This means temperatures in the 30s with cloudy skies. warming trend will continue over the weekend when we will switch to above average temperatures. So, but that's the challenge is like, right? Okay, yesterday, you know, even though the temperature might have been 15 degrees, 20 degrees, whatever it was in your neck of the woods, you could still tell that the plowed roads were seeing snow melt because of the, you know, the pavement being hotter, right? And so that's great if it gets rid of all the moisture, but if the moisture remains, well, it's still freezing cold at night, so then it freezes, it turns into ice. And so it's very easy to get complacent and think, "Oh, man, it's warmer out." Especially right now. I mean, heck, 20 degrees, 22 degrees feels like 52 degrees after you've gotten used to 20, 30 below zero, right? So, yeah, no matter where you're driving at this morning, be extra cautious just because of that very fact that, okay, stuff would have melted or the wind would have blown the stuff over the road, then it melted, and then it, then it froze overnight, and you may not even be able to see it. And before you know it, you got a real mess on your hands. What kind of cold weather temperatures? Thanks to Wade reminding me, because I wanted to share a little bit of this with you early risers here as well. Oftentimes we'll catch up with the overnight crew from the National Weather Service office here in the, you know, early morning hours of the show and before they do shift change at about 7 o'clock. And so we'll catch up with them here in the 6 o'clock hour. And we were going to do that yesterday, but then they said, hey, the next crew is able to join you. So then it was great because we were able to sneak them on during our statewide 9 o'clock hour of the show. I was telling Joe Lester with the National Weather Service office in Billings, I said, man, covering the record-breaking cold, the record-breaking snow, I think there was some of that as well. I said, it's kind of like trying to cover Donald J. Trump. There is so much happening that we can't even keep up with it. And on that point, here's what he had to say.
We've had a remarkable cold stretch. And as you were talking, it got me thinking how we, you know, we hear from some folks out there that, you know, it's a winter like we used to have or something like that. And that's really not true. We had a lot of warm and dry winters back 60, 80, 90 years ago. And this one is up there. And so as far as this current cold stretch, and to give you an idea, if you go back, and I had just pulled this up, we've had 13 consecutive days here in Billings with a high temperature less than 17. And it may not sound like much, but that is the second longest stretch on record for any time of year, all the way back to 1934. So it's pretty remarkable to go this long and accumulate the kind of snow that we've accumulated over, you know, a couple weeks stretch and not have it melt. And so it is a remarkable stretch, and now we're about to really turn that around and see a lot of problems with the snow melt. And so that's really the main story moving ahead over the next, you know, through the weekend and through next week is the snow melt.
I was going to say the roof of my house has like this snow overhang. Like you would think it was a chalet up on, you know, Big Sky or, yep, or Big Mountain or something right now, because it's just got this massive overhang. And so, yeah, there were some, I think number seven, I think Michael Foth did a story on our Montana Talks website that Billings is the seventh snowiest city or town, if you want to call it a city, a town, in America right now. And so that's interesting. And I know there were some snowfall records that were broken during the past several days as well. And so talk about cold weather temperatures as well that you've been seeing across Montana. Yesterday morning was probably the worst all week. It got a little warmer today, but still, you know, below zero. But, I mean, there was 40, 50, 60 below zero with wind chill factored in, and then parts of Canada got 70 below zero.
Right. It's a pretty significantly cold air mass. I think the coldest spot in our forecast area down here in southeast Montana was a co-op observer station over in Huntley that checked in with minus 48 yesterday morning. And so, and now all that cold air is kind of moving off to the east and southeast, and it's real cold all up and down the central part of the U.S. right now, as we start to bring in some warmer air from the west. And so the air mass is departing, but like you said, it's been a real cold one for sure.
It was funny. I went to pick up my daughter from her middle school yesterday, and it was still, I think, maybe 1 degree above or 1 degree below. I can't remember. But that is so much warmer than the 21 below zero that was earlier in the morning. Kids were walking around with just sweatshirts on, right? You know, no winter coat, no gloves. And then they were throwing snowballs at each other. So, like, by Saturday afternoon, they're going to be out in shorts and T-shirts like it's 70-degree weather.
Absolutely. I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska, and I've been telling my wife this is what winters up there are like. It's cold, but not a lot of wind. There's just a lot of snow on the ground. It's just that way every day. So,
all right. Yeah, full conversation with Joe Lester from the National Weather Service office. He joined us later on towards the end of the 9 o'clock hour of this show yesterday. So, of course, you, like all of the show audio, you can find that on the Montana Talks app, or if you do Spotify for podcasts, you can find it there as well. All right, let's see. What else do we want to sneak in here before we get to the legislative update from Jeff Lasloff in the Montana Family Foundation? That'll be coming up after this. Yeah, Caden didn't even wear a coat today. Yeah, I felt like I was in the Bahamas. Isn't it crazy how much warmer 22 degrees felt today? I just put on my vest. Well, I wanted to wear that anyway because it's my Team Trump vest. It's got the Trump 2024 on it. And so, yeah, the vest worked out perfect for many reasons. Many reasons why that vest worked out perfect. Let's see here. Let me see here. Yeah, we'll get an update from Jeff Lasloff on the Montana legislature coming up after this. I hope he talks medical records, your kids and their medical records. But if he doesn't, don't worry. I've got an update for you. We can talk about that. First off, the cold air. You know, you may not be feeling the cold air, or if you do, if you feel it coming through your windows, you might not think it's that bad anymore because it doesn't feel as cold to you. But for your thermostat is still going to feel that cold air, and your thermostat is still going to drive up your energy bill. Here's the deal. You can get new windows, energy-efficient triple-pane windows right now. Your home improvement company has an unbeatable deal. 50% off your window purchase, minimum of 4 windows. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Plus, easy financing, no money down, no interest, no payments until 2026. Call YHIC 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. Again, 50% off your window purchase, minimum of 4 windows. Your home improvement company, YHIC.com.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And there are going to be moments when Donald Trump is going to have to put a lot of pressure on Congress to get their job done. The first big test after all these nominees get through is going to be the issue of reconciliation, and that means the budget that deals with the economy. And we better get the economy back on track. Right now, we're living under the Biden-Harris economy, and we're headed for another $2.5 trillion in debt. And inflation reared its ugly head in January. That's on Biden. That's on Harris. Trump is not able to implement his economic plan. And maybe we'll restore order and we'll actually get budgets done on time for the fiscal year, which begins October 1st.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
You know, this country was founded on freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and tried blockading us, and then we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out? Well, it's time to throw out your overpriced big wireless contract, and you won't sacrifice service thanks to my cell phone provider, Pure Talk. Now, my cell phone company says no to inflated prices, and with a qualifying plan of just $45 a month, you can get an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for nothing. And yes, this is for premium service. You get unlimited talk and text and 25 gigs of data and mobile hotspot at a fraction of the price of those big guys. So get you a new iPhone 14 or Samsung Galaxy for $0. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch. It's fast, simple, and easy. #250, keyword save now for your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area for today. High temperature readings will stay from the mid to upper 30s. For tonight, we can expect variably cloudy skies, low temperatures of around 20, and then on Saturday, we can expect a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high temperature up near 43. Partly cloudy into Saturday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
For a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlocki.
When it comes to the Montana legislature, you can learn a lot by simply sitting in the galleries and looking around. For those who may not know, our government affairs team spends all day, every day inside the Capitol. This is critical if you want to be effective and relevant. Yes, they do everything one would expect of someone involved in government affairs. They help draft legislation and testify in hearings. They track the progress of bills through the process, staying several steps ahead of the bill itself to make sure there are no unforeseen roadblocks. They also count noses before critical votes to make sure that bills pass or die as planned. And they act as a resource, tracking down answers to questions that legislators may have on a certain issue. The bottom line is that to be a good lobbyist, you have to be there, on the ground, every day. Those who have been around for a while learn to feel the pulse of the Capitol, something that's impossible to do back in your office watching the proceedings on a TV screen. There are ebbs and flows and undercurrents, and most of all, there's the gossip. In the military, it's called scuttlebutt. The rumors and predictions spread in small one-on-one chance meetings throughout the day. I can't begin to count the number of times a legislator or staffer or a fellow lobbyist has stopped me in the hallway to point out language hidden in a bill that would negatively impact one of our issues, or the number of times a couple of legislators spoke just a little too loudly, revealing a strategy or problem with the bill that we overheard and were able to correct before the bill died. One of the first rules that an effective government affairs person learns is that the walls of the Capitol have ears. You have to be very careful, speak in low tones, and be cognizant of who's around if you don't want a strategy or piece of information to become part of the Capitol rumor mill. Another thing that happens when you're physically present is the ability to see firsthand how a bill is being received, and yesterday was a perfect example. The House was debating House Bill 400, a bill prohibiting public schools or the state from imposing disciplinary actions on a student or employee who refuses to use certain speech. We call this government-compelled speech, and it runs contrary to the spirit of the First Amendment. Free speech means free speech, and government cannot force people to speak against their beliefs, especially under the threat of punishment. As the debate unfolded, it became clear that the bill was targeting compelled speech as it pertains to transgender individuals. For far too long, students and teachers have been told that they must use a transgender student or transgender teacher's preferred pronouns or face disciplinary action. In 2023, the legislature stopped that practice as it pertains to students, and House Bill 400 takes it a step further and applies the same protections to teachers. Ironically, the issue was punctuated during the hearing on the bill itself, when a female lobbyist who believes she's a male insisted that a legislator refer to her as Mr. So, back to our discussion about being physically present and observing what's going on in the Capitol. One of our lobbyists happened to be in the House gallery surrounded by students from a class AA high school as House Bill 400 was being debated, and was pleased to see the students nodding their heads in favor of the bill. It was good to see young people who understand the dangers of government-compelled speech, and it was even more gratifying to see the quiet nods turn to animated excitement when the bill passed 58-42. Moments like these prove the importance of being inside the Capitol all day, every day, keeping a finger on the pulse of the Montana House and Senate. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlofy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
Got a great update there by Jeff Laszlofy once again. And, you know, there you go again, young people that are just, you know, standing up to this nonsense, standing up to this craziness. It's just common sense what we're all fighting for right now. And it's so good to see all the young people that are waking up from the woke mind virus that has been attempted to be forced on them over the past few years in particular. So a great story. Thanks, Jeff, for that.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
People are upset about high rents and home prices, but others are much more quiet about it. Because for every buyer and renter who feels the pain of digging deeper into their wallets to find the money to pay for housing, there's a seller or property owner who experiences joy in exactly the same amount. Not to mention homeowners in fast appreciating areas whose wealth has surged. This underscores the reason why the issue of housing affordability has proven to be so difficult to effectively address, and that is the local opposition to the policies that would make it happen. Even as national politicians begin paying attention and start sounding off on proposals to fix it, the trench battles over every new development in communities everywhere are just as intense as ever. Is it undemocratic to override the wishes of local residents and permit more housing to be built? Perhaps. But those who would benefit from the increases in supply that would help bring down the growth in housing costs don't get a vote because they're priced out of the market. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.